Hi, this is Dave Cook on the road, 100 pedals across America, summer 2012 edition. I am somewhere between Chicago, Illinois and Des Moines, Iowa, on my way to Des Moines. And back by popular demand, I thought I would share a little story of some of my experiences on the road today. Yesterday and today, I had the opportunity to stop in Chicago and visit with a friend of mine from high school. Ironically, it's somebody that I didn't really know all that well, if at all, in high school, but through the power of social media and some parallels in our personal careers, professional careers, we've managed to connect and build a relationship over the last couple of years. So it was nice to spend about 14 hours hanging out with an old high school buddy of mine. And last night over cigars, as you often do when you get together with somebody in high school, you start to reminisce about the stuff that you did in high school. And we did that last night, had a cigar on the back porch and talked about who we knew and what we did and some of the crazy things we did. And, you know, it's interesting because high school, you know, when you're 18 years old or 16 years old, two things that come pretty apparent in our life and then apparent in mine, I remember this, is number one, I thought I was invincible. And number two, I certainly was fearless. And so I did a lot of crazy things and I didn't really give a crap about the outcomes or the risks or anything else. And here I am 37 years later, and I survived, and I continue to go forward. It's pretty interesting, though, because at some point in time, as it happened last night, when you're reflecting on your life, you go, wow, you know, we did some crazy things. And that's always what everybody always says. I did some crazy things. I can't believe I did that. And it goes back to what I just said, is two things, is that we were fearless and we were invincible. What happened? You know, as we get older, we develop a lot more experience in our life, and at the same time, we become, I know that this has happened to me, is that we become a little bit more aware of our failures, and we're afraid of our failures going forward, and the more often we do stuff, the more aware, we're less aware of the things that we succeed, and we're more scarred by the things that we fail. And so what holds us back at 45 or 50 or 55 is this fear of failure, this fear of doing something wrong, this fear of making a mistake. And, you know, I think about being 16 and we didn't fear anything. And when we're 50, we fear everything. Loss of job, loss of income, you know, the risks of our decisions, the potential of our failings. And so I was just thinking today as I was riding in the cars is that, you know, the one thing that's different from 30, 35 years later, you know, from 16 to 50-ish, the one thing that's different is that we've got these great experiences. We've learned a lot. Yeah, we failed a lot, but isn't every failing a lesson? And so what we have at this point in our age is we really have wisdom. But the other thing that exists is that the reality of it all is that we are still us. You are still you. I am still me. Nothing's changed. I'm still the same. I am still who I am when I was 18. The same character, the same personality, the same energy, the same perspectives on life in many respects. A seasoned perspective on life, but I'm still me. So instead of being fearful of the decisions and the choices and the opportunities I have in my life, what I should be doing, what I need to be doing, and I encourage all of you to start doing, is embrace the fact that you are still you, except that you are a more intelligent you, you are a more experienced you are a more capable you. And as a result, all those things that you know you need to do in your life, to change your life, to improve your life, to make your life more exciting and more beneficial, you are more capable of doing that now than you've ever been because you've got the benefit of your experience. And so that was my thought for the day is that, yeah, we're not 18 anymore. We're certainly not. We're not crazy, zany, risk-taking people. Got that. But we're still us. And we still have all the gifts, the talents, the passion, and the energy that drives and inspires us. But we've got the benefit of our experience and the lessons that we've learned. And those are the things that we need to take forward in our life and embrace the opportunities that are in front of us without being afraid of the consequences. Because we've learned that every time something happens, it's for the good in the long run. That's the power of making and taking action. I'm looking forward to my next ride, which will be in Des Moines, Iowa, tomorrow morning. And I'll have a story to share with you at then. This is Dave Cook. Have a great day.